Blog Talk Radio.
Desire is
God. Now that's just real prophetic worship right there. It just almost don't get no better than that. Amen. That's for some of you who probably never been in that type of atmosphere where true prophetic worship is coming forth. We praise God this morning, and we thank you again for joining live with us from Gary, Indiana, Kingdom Voices. My name is Lamont Hill, and on behalf of my wife, Kenyatta Hill, of Hill International Kingdom Ministries, we thank God for each and every one of you again for joining us. Amen. We got another exciting segment today, and we're going to be talking all about discerning voices and testing spirits, and this is part two. Amen. We praise God. Amen. I don't know if for you some of it sounds like an echo in the line, amen, but we're going to believe God anyhow, and while we begin to pray and lift up the name of the Lord, we're going to come against everything that will try to hinder this broadcast on today, and we're believing God for such an awesome word to come forth that you may be delivered, that you may be set free, and that you may receive a word from the Lord on today. Hallelujah. Amen. Today I want to pray a prayer that God will begin to enlarge and increase you. Amen. And this is another prayer out of the book by Apostle John Eckhart, Prayers That Rout Demons. Amen. And so we're going to pray a very scriptural prayer on this morning, and we're going to believe God to really take hold of the situations that are in your life. Amen. If you're lacking in finances, amen. If you're struggling in paying your bills, amen. If you've been stuck in the rut all your life, amen. We're going to thank God for you, and we're going to release such an awesome spirit of prayer through this as we begin to minister to you in the area of enlargement and increase. Amen. Hallelujah. I see all of you down in the chat room. We want to thank God for you, Nick Starr. Amen, for joining us. Good morning to you also. God bless you. Jay Strickland, I see you in there also. Good morning. Good morning. And also Inspired One, and we thank God for all of you joining, and each and every one that is also listening, amen, that has not joined in the chat room. We thank God for you as well. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we come boldly before your throne of grace, O God, in the name of Jesus, O God. Father, break off our lives any limitations and restrictions that have been placed on our lives by evil spirits in the name of Jesus. Father, I bind and cast out all python and constrictor spirits in the name of Jesus. Bless us indeed and enlarge our coast, O God. Let your hand be with us and keep us from evil, O God, according to your word. Cast out our enemies and enlarge our borders, O God. Lord, you have promised to enlarge our borders in the name of Jesus. Enlarge our hearts so we can run the way of your commandments, O God. Our mouth is enlarged over our enemies, O God. Enlarge our steps so we can receive your wealth and prosperity, O God. In the name of Jesus, we receive deliverance and enlargement for our lives, O God. The Lord shall increase us more and more, and our children, O God. Let your kingdom and government be increased in our lives, O God. Let us increase in the knowledge of God. O Lord, bless us and increase us, O God. Let us increase exceedingly, God. Let us increase with the increase of God, O God. Let us increase and abound in love, O God. Increase our greatness and comfort us on every side, O God. Let us increase in wisdom and stature, O God. Let us increase in strength and confound the adversaries, O God. Let your grace and favor increase in our lives, O God. Let the years of our life be increased, O God. Let the word of God increase in our life, O God. Bless us in all our increase, O God. Let our giving and our tithes increase, O God. Let our ladder and greatly increase, O God. Let us grow in grace and in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. We will flourish like a palm tree and grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Let our faith grow exceedingly, O God. The breaker has gone up before us and broken through every limitation and barrier of the enemy. Lord, you are the God of the breakthrough. You have broken forth against our enemies, O God. Our branches run over every wall erected by the enemy, O God. We can run through a troop and leap over walls, O God. Let our lines go through all the earth and our words to the end of the world, O God. We are the joint heirs of Jesus Christ. Give us the heathen for our inheritance and the uttermost part of the earth for our possession, O God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you right now, Father, for the increase, O God. We thank you right now, Father, for the enlargement of our territories, O God. We bless your name, O God. We magnify you and we lift you up, O God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we glorify in you, O Lord, for you are worthy of all of our praises, O God. And we thank you right now, Father. And we pray that as the word of the Lord begins to go forth on this morning, O God, that as the kingdom of God is preached, God, signs and wonders shall follow, Father. And I thank you right now, Father, for the meditation of your word that is upon my lips, O God, as I begin to speak boldly your word, Father, with authority, Father, and by the power of your Holy Ghost, God. Father, I pray right now, Father, that every ear that hears, Father, is blessed, Father, and every spirit is stirred, O God, to begin to move on the things of God, Father, that are being spoken on today, O God. And we thank you right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Cover our minds by your blood, O God. In Jesus' name we thank you, Father, and we come against all spirits of backlash and retaliation. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I feel God's anointing and I feel his presence on this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. I thank you, Father, for moving by your spirit already. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my goodness. I just feel like worshiping him on this morning. Won't you just in the chat room, if you can, if you just begin to worship the Lord with me on this morning. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, we thank you right now for moving by your spirit on behalf of your people, O God. We worship you, God. We praise you. We lift up your name, O God. We exalt you in our homes, God, wherever we are, Father. We exalt you on our jobs, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord. We lift you up in this place, O God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my goodness. I just feel such an awesome stirring in my spirit. Amen. Amen. The spirit of prophecy has not even come off of me, even as of today. Amen. The Holy Spirit has really been moving on me in the area of speaking into his people, into the people of God's lives. Amen. And I thank God for the gift of prophecy. Amen. And the ministry gift of the prophet that is upon my life. Amen. I thank God for it. Amen. In the name of Jesus, O Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless you today, O God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. If you got your Bibles, amen, grab your Bibles, amen. I know some of you may be at your jobs listening in on this morning. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm hearing an echo in the phone. Amen. If you can hear that echo in the phone in the chat room, let me know. Amen. It may be my phone. Amen. I do have an internet phone also. Amen. So if you guys can hear that echo, let me know. If not, I'm just going to ignore it. I'm going to go ahead and continue to teach. Amen. But we're coming out of the first book of John, chapter 4, again this morning. We're just going to kind of piggyback off where we left off at on Monday. So if any of you are listening today and you missed Monday's broadcast, you might want to go back and listen to that because they're going to all connect together. Amen. Today, the Holy Spirit wants me to edify you, to comfort you, and to exhort you. Amen. And especially in the area of knowing who is the greatest one on the inside of you. Amen. And knowing how to truly, truly discern voices and test the spirits. Amen. After today's lesson, amen, I pray that you're blessed. I pray that you'll be walking into the obedience of God and understanding the season that God has placed you in this moment in your life. Amen. We thank God in this morning. Amen. Again, if you want to go back to, again, the book of 1 John chapter 4, and we're going to read, again, the same scriptures as we did in the first broadcast. Amen. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of an antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know ye the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Amen. We praise God. Amen. We're going to really touch on hearing this morning. Amen. And the Bible tells us, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen. Test the spirits whether they are of God. Be ready to challenge the devil. Amen. A lot of times when you say things like this, even in Christendom, when you start talking about spiritual warfare and talking about spirits, certain things that are in operation within the ministry or within your own personal life, a lot of people quench up because they're really afraid to touch the supernatural when it comes to demonic activity. Amen. And what I'm finding is that a lot of Christians, especially even in the generation that is before myself, my parents and my grandparents' generation and many generations ahead of us, I'm finding that a lot of people have been afraid or have operated in the spirit of fear over the years because the level of anointing that has been placed upon their life, when God begins to take you through situations, when he allows certain tests and trials to come upon your life, you fall into an area where you become fearful and you back off of some of the attacks that the enemy has placed on your life and in the areas where he's coming against you at. So a lot of times people hesitate and they don't continue to go forth in the things of God because there's a fear on their life from advancing. They fear the attacks of the enemy. So I want to challenge you today to be ready to challenge the devil. Don't be afraid. You will be delivered from fear if you believe. You can have ears to hear, according to Matthew 11:15, or ears that do not hear. Ears that hear are the ears of faith, and your ears will be so open to what is spiritual that they will lay hold of it. And again, this is why I said in Romans 10:17, it says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. This is so important, thanks. I want you to understand that because you really need to get the word of God down into your spirit. You cannot take not just reading God's word lightly. It should be a part of your lifestyle. Some of y'all can put down the newspaper for a couple of days, pick up the word of God, and read it a little bit more frequently. Amen. Some of us can put down that Essence magazine and pick up the word of God and begin to read it a little bit more often. Amen. Amen. Especially for y'all who like to browse around in the grocery stores when you're waiting in line and you take a peep at the National Enquirer and start reading some of that mess. Amen. We can learn how to pick up the Word of God and learn how to put it in our spirits and exercise the Word of God in our lives a little bit more often. When the Word of God becomes the life and nature of you, you will find that the minute you open it, it becomes life to you. You become joined up with the Word. We are to be the epistles of Christ. Amen. Let's turn our Bibles, if you will, to 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Amen. Thank God for you all. Keisha and Evangelist Lisa Martin down in the chat room. We praise God for you joining us this morning. Again, we want to flip the scriptures over to 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Amen. And we're going to go to chapter 3, verse 3 in 2 Corinthians. Amen. We're going to talk a little bit about the Word of God today and how to get it in your spirit, man. Amen. The scriptures read in 2 Corinthians 3:3, it says, for as much as ye are manifestly declared to be the epistle of Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not in tables of stone, but in fleshly tables of the heart. Amen. That's a strong word for Paul to have spoken at that time. Amen. He's letting us know that the Word of God has, is really like it's embedded it with inside of us. Amen. When you begin to get the Word of God, I get excited about the Word of God. Y'all have to pray for me right now down in the chat room. Amen. When the Word of God becomes a part of your life or style, when it's inside of you, amen, it's almost like another part or a cell of your body structure that's working on the inside of you, amen. It bubbles up on the inside at times, amen. It is what keeps us. It is what causes the Holy Ghost to really begin to rise up on the inside of us. And as the scripture says, it says it flows out of our belly like rivers of living water, amen. That's how the Word of God should be down on the inside of us, amen. I feel that thing this morning, hallelujah, amen. This means that Christ is the Word, and He will be known in us by our fruits. Let's read another passage of scripture. Let's go to the book of Matthew chapter 7. Amen. I like the Word. Y'all have to pray for me. I know y'all like, man, this brother know he be flipping through the scriptures. Well, praise God. I know it's early in the morning. We getting in the Word. Hey, hallelujah. Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7, verses 16 through 20. Amen. And the scriptures read here, it says, ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Amen. I like how Jesus explained these parables, man. He made them so simple and so plain for some of us. Amen. Here Jesus decrees or describes the characteristics of good and bad fruit on a tree. In verse 20 he says, wherefore by their fruits ye shall know them. Again, see, he repeated that twice for some of y'all who didn't get it the first time. Amen. With Jesus, the Word in us, He becomes the very life and nature of us. A new life, a new birth, a new spiritual atmosphere. There is no limitation in this standard, but in everything else, you're limited. When the Word of God produces the life of Christ out of you, in enactment, it brings forth what God has desired. Amen. 1 John 4 and 4, as we read earlier, it says, because greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. I should be getting some shouting going on in that chat room after that scripture there. It says, because greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. Amen. Once we get that, once we tap into that revelation, amen, the body of Christ is going to be a much better place. When we understand that the greater is the Word of God, greater is the Holy Spirit, greater is the moving of God on the inside of us than anything else that is within the world. Amen. The Word of God has to abide in you, for the Word is life, and it brings forth life, and this is the life that makes you free from the law of sin and death, according to Romans 8 and 2. Now, by having the greater one, Jesus Christ, and His Word abiding in us, it safeguards our spiritual ears from hearing voices that speak contrary to God's Word. It also places a spiritual force field or a hedge of protection around our lives. Amen. The Word of God in us will also build up our discernment. We will know the difference between good and evil thoughts. Amen. You know, I remember many, many years ago, you know, I was on a job, and I had just received the call of God on my life, amen. I knew I had been called since I was 5 years old, amen. But I think I had been about maybe 20, 21 years old working on this job, and I had accepted my call into the ministry, and God was really using me on the job sometimes. I would work 6 days a week, so I was excited. I every time the church doors opened, I was there, amen. But in every opportunity I had to speak a prophetic word into somebody's life, I would allow the Lord to use me, amen. And I remember discerning certain spirits that were on upon people's lives as that would come in contact with them. And the Holy Spirit would speak to me and have me to give them a word of knowledge to deal with certain things in certain areas. What I find is that people are so false prophet conscious. y'all have to try to understand where I'm coming from here. People have become so false prophet conscious that it's difficult for them to receive anything that is real anymore, and that's just because they have not sensitized their spirit enough to the Word of God. And when you fall into that trap, you can miss an awesome outpour of God's spirit, of God's blessings, of God's increases, enlargement of your territory and your coast and your life, when you find yourself in a place where you just are just seriously just false prophet conscious. And people are real quick to call everybody a false prophet unless you do what they do, and you up under them, and or you're part of their ministry or part of their clique. They're real quick to point you out as a false prophet. Amen. I find that even for those who will call you a false prophet, it's not even so much that they will operate in falsehood themselves, but they operate strongly in a spirit of error, which we talked about in that passage of Scripture in 1 John chapter 4. Amen. Let's study the spirits that work with evil thoughts for just a minute here. Now, there are evil thoughts, and there are thoughts of evil. Amen. I want y'all to catch the difference here. There are evil thoughts, and then there are thoughts of evil. Evil thoughts are suggestive of the evil one or the devil himself. And we must be able to understand what the evil is and how to deal with it. Again, the Word of God makes us strong. All evil powers are weak. I gotta say that again because sometimes people don't know that. All evil powers are weak. There is nothing strong in the devil. The weakest believer can dethrone the enemy when he mentions the name of Jesus. You mean, I really can't say it enough. There's power in the name of Jesus. See, some of y'all this morning, y'all need to just call upon the name of Jesus. Amen. It's something about when you say the name of Jesus. I remember when we were kids, my mama used to tell us, she said, anytime you have a bad dream or something's not going right, I mean, you could be at school. She would teach us this when we was kids. Amen. My mama was raising warriors when we were kids. And this is why I encourage you as parents to get your children together and start raising up prayer warriors. Amen. She would teach us how to plead the blood of Jesus. Amen. And I knew then, even when I was 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 years old, I knew how to plead the blood of Jesus. Amen. And when you start saying the blood of Jesus, amen, you can cause every spirit that is tormenting you to begin to flee. Amen. When you say the blood of Jesus, Satan the Lord, I rebuke you. In the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus is against you. You will cause every demon in hell to flee in the name of Jesus. I dare you to try to use the blood of Jesus. I dare you to call on the name of the Lord today in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Some of y'all just need to call on him this morning. That's all y'all need to do. Y'all need to just take those bills and stick them in a paper bag, and you need to cover them bills with the blood of Jesus. Amen. You need to take all those circumstances that you're going through, those pills that you're taking, all of that medication that you're on, and you need to begin to take your hands and go over and say, the blood of Jesus, by his stripes I am healed. You need to say, the blood of Jesus, by his stripes I've been set free. I am delivered from this cancer. In the blood of Jesus, I am delivered from this lupus. By the blood of Jesus, I am set free. I am clean in the name of Jesus. Some of you just need to call upon the name of the Lord today. Amen. That's all you need to do is just call upon the name of the Lord. Amen. 1 John 2:14 reads, young men, because you are strong and the word of God abideth in you, and ye have overcome the wicked one. Amen. So I just didn't say that vicariously to tell you that all evil powers are weak. Amen. The Bible tells us very clearly here in 1 John 2:14 that ye men, ye young men, because ye are strong and the word of God abides in you, ye have overcome the wicked one. I dare you today to use the blood of Jesus. I dare you to use it, because guess what's going to happen? You're going to overcome the wicked one. Amen. Evil thoughts can only be generated through an unclean believer or a man or woman who is not entirely sanctified. Let me make that plain. In other words, you know, for those who don't believe that Christians can have a devil, amen, sometimes you cannot have the fullness of God working in your life, amen. And with that in mind, you may generate some unclean thoughts, amen. So evil thoughts can only be generated through an unclean believer. And notice we said an unclean believer. It says, or the man or woman who is not entirely sanctified. I remember years ago, amen, some of you may not know it, but, you know, when evangelist Juanita Bynum, because she was known as Evangelist Juanita Bynum almost 15 years ago, and she ministered a lot in our area here in the Midwest, amen. We saw her growing up in the gospel, amen, and I remember she preached a word about sanctification, and she said in her word, I never forgot this, amen, she said, sanctification is a process. Amen. You have to go through a process to be sanctified. Amen. And one of the things that we need to understand is that you just don't come into God's kingdom and without deliverance and think that everything is going to be peachy cream. Salvation has a price on it. Amen. When you get saved, you just stepped into a kingdom of warriors. You just stepped into a kingdom of people that fight for this thing. You just stepped into a kingdom of people who just might die for this thing. Amen. And you got to know, and you got to know that you know that you know that you are a child of the King, and that you're protected by the child, you're protected by the King, and that you're a kingdom you have a kingdom purpose, and you're going to do whatever it takes to live this thing out and to become prosperous and be in good health in the name of Jesus. Amen. We have to remember the devil does not know your thoughts. God knows all things. Satan can only suggest evil thoughts to try to arouse your carnal nature. Now, if you're not careful, you'll speak to others out of these evil thoughts unknowingly if left unchecked. One thing that I like to especially reiterate to most ministry gifts is that, you know, if there's any area in your life that you really need to deal with mostly before you really step into the area of ministry is in your character. Amen. Because a lot of times so many of the ministry gifts, especially the new up-and-coming ministry gifts now, a lot of us have experienced some type of hurt to some degree, some type of rejection, some form of the left hand of fellowship, so to speak. Amen. And you had to really sit through a lot of legalism, a lot of hurt, a lot of despair, and the main thing is rejection. Amen. And you have to be careful that when you get up ready to minister before God's people, whether you're preaching a word or whether you're prophesying a word, that you're not prophesying out of that hurt. And just much as a believer, you know, sometimes a believer, you might have a strong believer that may operate in the gift of prophecy, and that same believer will speak a word out of those evil thoughts that have been plaguing their mind or tormenting their spirit and will cause them to put somebody else in error. So we need to be careful how we speak a word to people when there's some things that have been left unchecked in our own lives. This is how people's hearing gets off, and you have all kinds of voices out there. People start listening to these voices, and, you know, we thank God for new converts and people who are just coming into the kingdom, and they're interested in the things of God, and they want to hear from God. Amen. We don't need no kooky believers running around because they've been hurt, because somebody stabbed them in the back or somebody rejected them, to speak a word over their life, and they haven't dealt with anything within their own lives yet. So we want to be careful, and we want to surround those ones with love. Amen. Most believers who have never had any deliverance at all may not admit to disturb or trouble thoughts. Some may not even be concerned or care that these thoughts torment them, resulting in an unclean heart. When this is the case, you must examine yourself. Test the spirits in you. Amen. Let's flip the scriptures again. Let's read over in 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Amen. And then we're gonna flip over some more right after we read this scripture here. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 31 and 32. Amen. It reads, "For if we should judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world." Amen. That's one thing. Now, you know, people say that, you know, and I've even said it myself sometimes. A lot of times people will try to judge you. Amen. But if you sense that there's something not right in your own life, amen, judge yourself. Make sure you judge yourself. Amen. Because the Word of God tells us here, it says, "For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged." Amen. Otherwise, you're asking for a whipping. Amen. Those old folks used to know about how God would whip you. Amen. And we don't have enough ministry gifts that teach that anymore, that Christ or that God himself will come and whip you. Amen. It says right here, he says, "But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord." Amen. And don't imagine Jesus running after you as you running down the street. No, it ain't going to be that easy. He's going to actually pull out the whip. He said, "To whom much is given, much is required." Amen. And you're going to get a whooping. You're going to get yourself a real good whipping, that like the old folks used to call it. And that's what's wrong with some of our children right now. You know, they let the law take over. They got the law raise your children now instead of you raising your children. Amen. And you need to be the one to get them a real good whipping. And if when you don't, guess who's going to whip them? The law going to whip them anyway. So you might as well get them. So, amen. There are two ways of being in place where God wants you to be. Amen. Number one is obedience. Amen. Let me say that again. Well, number one is obedience. Amen. 1 Samuel 15:22, and Samuel said, "Hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams." Amen. So obedience is number one. We got to be obedient. There's just no other way around it. You have to be obedient to God's word. I believe we said in the last broadcast, we were talking about how if you love God, keep his commandments. If you love him, keep his commandments. Don't be running around talking about, "Oh, I love the Lord. He heard my cry." Yeah, okay, well, make sure you're doing what the Lord told you to do. Don't be disobedient. You know, ain't nothing worse than a disobedient saint. Amen. Because them the ones that get beat up on the most. And that's what I meant by how God will whip you. You know, don't be running around being a hypocrite. You know, be obedient to God's word. Amen. The Bible says the way of a transgressor is hard. Amen. So if you're having some hard times in your life, you mean like maybe you need to judge yourself and consider whether there'll be some sin in your life. Amen. 2 Corinthians 13:5. Let's flip over to that one. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5. And it reads, "Examine yourselves whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobate?" Amen. So let me say that again. Examine yourselves. Take a personal inventory. Check out your life. See what's going on inside of you. See if it's something that's been moved off the shelf that wasn't supposed to have been moved. Amen. Check and make sure you got everything in working order. I mean, don't have a clock sitting on your shelf and it's broke. Amen. I remember I preached a message one time, and the title of my message was a broken clock is right two times a day. Amen. The Bible tells us that there's a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end of that way is as of death. Amen. Don't think that you just know it all the time. Sometimes you need to check yourself. You know, that's what them young folks used to say back in the day. Check yourself before you wreck yourself. Amen. So you need to understand what's going on inside of you before God get a hold of you and start whipping it out of you. Amen. And this is one of the reasons why sometimes for some of the ministry gifts that goes through a lot of trials and tribulations, Some of them fail to check themselves, and so the pruning process is a little bit harder than it should be, because you didn't take the time to examine your own self and get some of that other stuff purged out of your life. This is why I tell you, it's so important for every believer, if you have not had any type of deliverance, get you some deliverance. Go over to the man and woman of God and get that stuff cast off of you, out of you, and away from you. Amen. Hey, let's read another passage here. It says, a believer having evil thoughts will not hear the voice of God and obey. This type of believer, again, will not confess of evil, tormented thoughts. But if you will judge yourself by the word of God, you will not be condemned with the present evil world. The Bible speaks about many voices in 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and 10. Amen. We got about almost 20 minutes remaining. Amen. And I want to open up the lines again this morning, because I really want to speak into your lives this morning. Amen. The anointing for the prophetic has been on me so strong lately, and you know, and if you can't call in, amen, for whatever reason, if you're at work listening to this blog talk show, amen, I want to encourage you to send me an email. Send me an email at hikm@comcast.net. Again, that's hikm@comcast.net. Amen. Send me an email and let me know if you need prayer. If there's something you believe in God for, me, I'll be more than happy to get back with you. Amen. And even if the Lord lead, I will even send you a prophetic word. Amen. I'm not like some of those people. I'm not going to send you a free prophecy. Amen. I don't believe in that. Amen. I'll send you a prophetic word. Amen. If God wants me to send you another one after that, I'm going to send you another prophetic word. I will never say ever in my ministry, I'll send you a free prophecy. Amen. We need to be careful with how we do God's people. Amen. The Bible speaks about many voices in 1 Corinthians 14 to 10 again. There may be so many kinds of voices in the world, and none of them is without signification. Amen. In all other words, none of them are not worthy of noting. Amen. The Bible is very clear. Amen. A lot of times what happens with a lot of believers, especially for those who have not had any deliverance, and they're constantly in their flesh, in and out of their flesh, they don't want to get right. You know, I know so many people over the years who attempt to attend church. They think that because they go to church on Sunday that they say, amen. Or they think that just because grandmama go to church and I attend grandmama's church every now and then, you know, I'm living a Christian life. Amen. Don't be deceived. You are the one believer that falls into this category, because there's going to arise a situation in your life, amen, where you're going to need to hear the voice of God, and you'll be deceived because you begin to hear all kinds of voices. Amen. The enemy will use even your family, the closest ones to you, to speak voices against your life, amen, and you'll miss the move of God in your life from listening to all kinds of voices. Amen. And then especially if you're one of those ones that run from meeting to meeting. Amen. And many people that do that, you really need to check yourself, because you're really operating in a spirit of religiousness. You know, you become very traditional and formality by running to these different meetings trying to get a word from the prophet or the prophetess. Amen. You need to be careful. You're in a very dangerous territory. Amen. To be running after every word. And some people chase the same ministry gift at every meeting. They'll travel all over the country after the same ministry gift, looking for a prophetic word. Amen. Be careful. Don't fall into that trap. Amen. Because like the Bible says, it says there are many kinds of voices. He didn't say there was different kinds. He said many kinds. And it said many, many kinds of voices. So we need to be careful and make sure that we're only hearing the one voice of God and not all of these different kinds of voices or these many kinds of voices. Anytime our human nature or will is not wholly surrendered to God and there is a mixture of flesh or carnality present, division is also present in our heart. Therefore, we start hearing all kinds of voices, and we never truly hear the voice of God, because our pride has hindered us. In most cases, these same believers try to cover up their sins, and all sin is judged. So I want to encourage you today that, you know, if you're straddling the fence, so to speak, if you're one of those Christians or believers that have a carnal state of mind, where you know you like to go to church, but every now and then on Saturday you go kick it with the girls or go be gotten with the boys at the club, amen. And then, you know, my wife and I, we talk about this sometimes, how you know, some of y'all walk up in the church the next day still got the stamp on your hand from coming from the club. We got to, come on, y'all, we got to do better than that. Amen. And then some of them same folks that we just said before, they get up in that choir stand and they call themselves singing a song to the Lord, vexing the entire congregation after they done been out, they done dropped it like it's hot, they done everything under the sun with some individual up in the club the night before, and then they get up in the pulpit and the choir stand and start singing one of those songs to the Lord. No, you can't be playing with God like that. You in some dangerous territory. And this is why I tell you that, you know, you're going to be the first one that God gonna come after. The Bible says that judgment shall begin in the house of God. Amen. You better be careful that you're not one of those ones that's playing church. Amen. Because he's coming after you first. Amen. So you want to be careful. I want to encourage you today, if you're one of those believers, you know, that they strive. Now, understand, people have issues. That, you know, there's just no doubt about it. Some people truly, again, they truly love God, but they might have issues. Some people are struggling with addictions. Amen. They're struggling with addictions to alcohol or nicotine or even caffeine. Amen. You know, I won't put just as less as an emphasis or more of an emphasis on nicotine and not on caffeine, because you got some believers that'll drink a pot of coffee all day long, two or three times a day. Amen. You just as much addicted, just as much as a person who can't stop smoking. So don't think that just because you don't drink or you don't smoke, you ain't exempt from the same sin. Amen. People, the believers have put a cliche in the body of Christ, and people are afraid to come to the Lord because of certain things that they do or certain areas in their lives where they haven't become free yet. And you got a body of believers that will condemn you because you are doing or have a certain habit and won't allow you to come into the house of the Lord. Amen. We need to be careful how we condemn God's people. Amen. But in the same instance, if you have an addiction on your life, amen, and you're struggling in some area, amen, come to the man and the woman of God. Ask for prayer. Amen. Get that thing broken off of your life. Amen. Don't hold on to something that is not good. You know, you need to present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. Amen. We should not supposed to touch unclean things, and we should not be putting unclean things in our temple. Amen. It goes the same for food. Amen. Some of y'all know y'all like to eat too much beef. Amen. That's not good for you. Amen. If you continue to put the wrong thing in your body, amen, eventually you're going to suffer some type of illness. Amen. You just can't eat any old kind of way. This is our temple. This is where the Holy Spirit dwells. We need to learn how to take care of it. Amen. And that way you're not at the prayer line every Sunday asking for prayer because you keep putting unclean things in your body. Amen. We need to be wise. We need to think sometimes. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I didn't mean to go there. Amen. But we praise God anyway. Amen. God is dealing with us as sons and daughters. He calls us beloved. We are in the truth, but we want to know the truth in a way that will keep us free. Amen. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Amen. Excuse me. I say that so many times. When you know the truth, it shall make you free. And that's in the book of John, John chapter 8, verse 32, for any of you who like to mark that in your Bible. Amen. Never cover up your sin. Sin must be brought to the blood of Jesus Christ. Let me tell you that again. Never, ever cover up your sin. Sin must be brought to the blood of Jesus Christ. Covering up sin will open the door for demonic activity in your life, resulting in bondage, captivity, and strongholds of the devil. You will not be one of Christ's own, therefore not hearing his voice. Amen. I can't reiterate that much more than that. Amen. Covering up that sin in your life. Amen. Those are the same believers, again, that come to church Sunday after Sunday after Sunday. They'll sit in every midweek Sunday or Wednesday evening classes or Tuesday Bible studies or whatever, and they will never get into a place where they're living free because they're not allowing the truth of God's word to penetrate their hearts. You know, I know of people, and I've done it myself, you know, cohabitating with people. Amen. You can be living with a person that is not your spouse, and then you attempt to attend church and say, hey, amen, we're going to do this thing the right way. We're going to start going to church, and then we're going to go get some counseling for marriage. Amen. I'll never forget this time when one of the elders of the church found out that I was living with this woman, and we were talking about getting married, and she said, well, you know, you can't be living with her. And I became offensive because in the situation that I was in, amen, it was more a financial connection to one another than anything, and we were helping one another out because we had a specific goal in mind. Amen. But according to the scriptures, it was wrong. Amen. I had to believe God and step out on faith. If I really desired and wanted to be with this woman, or vice versa, if she wanted to be with me, amen, and if we wanted to be pure and acceptable and holy unto God with what we were trying to do, amen, we didn't need to be living together. We didn't need to be living in sin. Amen. And a lot of people don't understand that. When you get caught up in situations like that in your life, it's very difficult to break free. You put yourself in more of a rut than anything when you start cohabitating. Amen. My wife and I both, we're going to do a teaching together on that one day. I'm not sure when we're going to do it, amen, but we're going to do a teaching on soul ties. And we're really going to open up in the area of deliverance for people who have been struggling in areas of their life where they can't break free from ungodly soul ties. Amen. It's just something about cohabitating that will mess your life up. Amen. And even for those who have been married, amen, and you have been separated and you have not legally become divorced with your spouse, amen, and you start cohabitating with another person, amen, you can destroy a person's life. You almost have like a black cloud over you. You can actually destroy a person's life by being in contact with them when you have not severed ties with your spouse or anyone else for that matter, according to scripture. You can really mess a person's life up. You know, the Bible talks about people who are stoned to death when they committed the sin of adultery. Amen. I want each and every person to know, when you commit a sin of adultery, even today, even though we live in a dispensation of grace, you commit adultery now, you're going to lose everything that your heart ever desired or ever obtained from God and even from man, whether it was favor, whether it was materialistic, whether it was good jobs. If you're living an adulterous lifestyle and you've been getting away for a long time, I can guarantee you that it's not going to last long. You're going to lose everything that you put your hands to until you begin to repent, give your life to Christ, ask for forgiveness for what you've done to that particular person that you had that relationship with. You know, ask God, ask yourself. You need to forgive yourself, amen, and then you need to set some things right in your life. Amen. You have to be careful. That is not like I said, that sin was punishable unto death. Amen. And it really seems like death if you commit that sin even now today. Amen. The Bible reads in John 10:4, and when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Amen. We've got about 5 minutes remaining. I didn't get any calls this morning. Amen. But we praise God anyhow. I want to thank you all for who have joined us on this morning. Amen. And again, as the scripture just read, and when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Amen. If you don't know the voice of God this morning, I want to pray for you this morning. If you've been struggling in an area where somebody may have spoke a prophetic word over your life, amen, and it messed your life up, you started living a life of reproach, amen, whereas the people of God even came against you in the church, people who said they love you, and you suffered some form of rejection as a result of a prophetic word that was spoken over your life. If someone has spoken a false prophetic word over your life, amen, it caused you to be into bondage. Amen. Even for the situations that I was discussing about cohabitation and different areas of relationships. Amen. If somebody told you that so-and-so was your husband or so-and-so was your wife, amen, and you came to find out maybe a year or two later that they spoke a false prophetic word over your life. Amen. I know what I'm talking about because I've been there. I was given a prophetic word some years ago in the same instance with this woman I have been cohabitating with. And in this prophetic word, they were telling me how this woman was my wife. And it messed me up because this woman was not my wife. God never spoke to me in my spirit, nor did he ever clarify in my spirit how this woman would add to my life. I had an ungodly soul tie with her. Our souls had been knitted together, and it was all that relationship caused was chaos, confusion, discord. Amen. It was so bad, amen, that I had legal issues. Amen. It was just terrible. So I want to encourage you today, if you are one of those believers who have been struggling in the areas of someone who has spoken a prophetic word over your life, amen, I want to encourage you this morning to begin to renounce every false prophetic word that was ever spoken over your life. I want you to reject every false prophetic utterance that has ever been spoken into your life. I want you to just begin to ask God to begin to cover you with his blood over your mind and over those situations, amen, and to forgive you for any sins that you may have committed that caused you to operate out of confusion, to operate out of disobedience. Or even for some of you that may be listening in the archives, you may have once knew the Lord, and as a result of a false prophetic word that was spoken over your life, and it caused you to not trust God anymore, or to have some type of disbelief, or you even may have called somebody a false prophet, and as a result, you left the church, you left God, you left your first love. Amen. I want to encourage you this morning to begin to pray. You know, even after you heard this message that was spoken for this morning, I want to encourage you to pray and begin to see God's face again. God loves you. God wants to draw you once again back into his kingdom. Amen. He wants to wrap his arms around you. He wants to let you know that he is still Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord of our life. And he wants to love you once again. Amen. With the 2 minutes remaining, I'm just going to begin to pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you right now for the word that has gone forth. Father, we bless you. We thank you, God, because you are so awesome, God. You're just worthy of all of our praises, and we exalt you, God, for you are mighty, O Lord. And Father, we pray that every word that has been spoken, Father, penetrates the very hearts of every believer, God. And Father, as the word of God has been preached, God, signs and wonders shall follow, God. And we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, O Lord. We thank you for your blood that covers us, and we thank you for your strength, God. And we bless your name, Father. And Father, I pray that you restore the joy of the Lord back into your people on today, God. That you touch them, Father. We call down the fire of God from heaven, O God, to come in and to fill us up, O Father. And let your spirit bubble up on the inside of us, Father. Let it lead us. Let it guide us, Father. Let it speak truth to us, O God, in the name of Jesus. And I pray that every listener, Father, that is listening now to the sound of my voice, Father, that your voice becomes that much clearer to their spirit, man, Father, that they're that much sensitive to the leading of your Holy Ghost, O God. In Jesus' name we pray. I want to tell you all again, God bless you. We love you all down in the chat room. Amen. And remember again, if you have any questions, if you need prayer, if you need a prophetic word, amen, you're welcome to email me at hikm@comcast.net. You can go to our MySpace page at Hill International Kingdom Ministries. Amen. And we just bless God for you again. Amen. God bless you all. And we pray that you have a beautiful and a prosperous day. God bless you.